Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third Podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Ghanaian gangster, a.k.a. that Black Star kid, a.k.a. the unofficial eighth member of New Edition.
Wow. Yo, what up? I'm TJ, a.k.a. hashtag any for life.
Yeah.
A.k.a. who's the seventh?
Brooke Payne.
Okay, all right.
Nah, you can't argue that. You can't even argue that.
Man, real talk. Man, yeah, you saw it. It was history in the making. New Edition, new kids on the block, the battle of the Boston bands, boy bands. The original.
Did anybody else break a sweat? Because I had a whole concert in here.
Oh, me. I was with you. You know I was with you.
My daughter, Terrence said, why you know the dances?
Listen, you know what's crazy?
I said you wasn't there.
Even though I was looking at all six members for a second, I was like, where's Johnny? Until he started singing.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? You said that. I said to my daughter, I say, Johnny been there the whole time? Like, he's been there?
Right, exactly. It was the weirdest thing.
Here's the thing with me. Did nobody look at Bobby? Because he looked like he was tuckered out.
No, well, listen, I was watching.
Bobby was tied two songs in.
Yeah.
Right, listen, I was watching, and I mostly watched Bob the whole performance because, you know, I saw him a couple years ago at the RBRM joint.
Yeah.
And he struggled that night. Like, you know, the guys had to sing his whole songs while I assume he was off stage getting oxygen. Now, to be fair to Bobby, you know, he had a mild stroke, like, I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago at this point. So, you know, obviously that will slow anybody down. But I was watching him the whole time because, like I said, I saw him in person. And so, like, I know that's a thing now. So I'm just wondering how they're doing with him and conditioning him. So I was watching him, hoping that he was going to be good. Yes.
Well, TJ, I saw him maybe a few years before the RBM, you know, RBMA, whatever the name is, tour.
Come on, man. You got to respect Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, RBRM.
No, we don't.
It's just New Edition, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, I would say BBD and you know, Ralph. But I'm not gonna give any credence to
Heads
of State.
No,
negative. Nope. It's only New Edition, Bell Biv DeVoe,
and the rest of them dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Now RBRM didn't release any music. That's just how they toured. But Heads of State recorded a few songs. You wasn't messing with none of them.
They did.
I think like you can find if you search like maybe three.
A couple times, like three or four songs.
Nah, G, sorry.
But and it's like y'all know is Ralph, Bobby, and Johnny. Like those are the lead singers, so they just
That's the chapter that's the branch that get like we don't worry about that branch.
Yeah. That's
a variant.
I know that, but I couldn't tell you how none of them songs go, so I understand.
Yeah.
You knew what that is? We the real voices of the group. Now I'm not going. That's what that is. That's real Temptations like. Nope.
And
technically, Ricky should be in there if you all just do the voices of the group.
True. Real talk. Well, as many leads as he sang.
I want to say, obviously, like, you know, they probably formed that because BBD was doing their own thing, so Ricky wouldn't have been available anyway.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. But the less said about Heads of State, the better. That didn't happen.
But we don't
taint the legacy with that.
Right. But the point I was making, Teach, was like when I saw them at, I think, the Horseshoe Casino when it was all six of them.
Yeah.
And it was the exact same thing. Bobby was, you know, taking mini breaks, walking off stage, you know, He was performing his own songs, but
of course he was.
Nah, he didn't, like, and when I saw him, he couldn't even do that. Like, BBD essentially was fucking doing Don't Be Cruel, and it was a couple of his, I think Roni too. Like, it was a couple of his songs Bobby wasn't even on stage for.
Yeah. Shout out to Donnie Wahlberg for rocking the NE t-shirt while it was performing. That was much respect. And I totally forgot about the fact that Maurice Starr discovered both of them.
He discovered New Kids on the Block out of spite because getting fired from New Edition.
I was like, I can make another hole. Okay.
All right. I'm a really fuck with y'all because I'm going to get some white boys. And then these motherfuckers went super colossal global pop.
Right.
He literally made another hole.
He made a bigger Incredible Hulk hole.
Yeah, that's because it was white, man.
I know, but it's just, I feel like that was an extra steam to the whole thing. Like, it's one thing to go make another group, but then to make a white version that's, you know, obviously not, I mean, they cool, but they're not New Edition.
Right.
But, and for speaking them of, to blow up like
Hope, I'm sorry. I'm going to touch on something about Hope a little bit later on. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, I just felt like that might have been an extra steam.
Yeah. Well, is Maurice Starr still with us? Is he still around?
Don't think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Did his Jerry Curl die before he did?
You know what? See, I open the door and
it's gonna be one of those. Like,
Drew and BA gonna walk through.
why you put me in that?
They're always gonna walk through.
We're still early in the show, B. I'm sure you got time.
I'm chilling.
You Alonzo balled that up. I have to dunk it.
Oh my God. Maurice Starr, much respect for bringing.
Is he still alive? Let's just check it out.
I don't know, actually. Like when all of the New Edition, specials.
Is someone Googling right now?
I am.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, when all the specials and everything, were going on, there were noticeably no Maurice Starr interviews. So that's why I was just wondering. Didn't Faison Love play him in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
He is?
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, T? Trying to kill him off.
I'm sorry. My apologies, Mr. Starr. my apologies.
TJ going to send you a whole box of Soul Gold just because he put you in there.
He's dead to me now. See, that's wow. Man, it just made me think of this SNL sketch that was on last night. Where there was this one sketch where these people kept calling 911, telling the 911 operator they were dead because they smoked some weed.
That was funny.
You are really in my head. I literally was talking about you yesterday because of that sketch.
Are you serious? That's what totally took me. I was triggered when I saw it. I was like, oh my God, this is totally what happened to me. For those listening, yes, one of my. What's funny is it wasn't actually my first time smoking weed, but it was the first time I really got high. And I was smoking with a friend of ours, TJ, who you know very well.
Listen, and, all I'm going to say is, in your defense, Dave, I'm pretty sure what you smoked that infamous night was laced.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I experienced some laced weed too from this person. I didn't have as quite an eventful night as you, but I understand, and I'm pretty sure that shit was laced.
I got really high for the first time and thought I was dying and called the ambulance, and funny enough the hospital was directly across the street.
This is the story I told yesterday.
In walking distance, and it was pretty embarrassing.
Weren't they laughing at you?
Paramedics was laughing at me. Yeah. I think everybody was until they, once they came off, they high, and I pretty much ruined everybody's night.
I've seen just as bad. I won't say worse, but I've seen stuff as bad.
Yeah.
I recall in my younger days. My young smoker days.
Yeah.
But, TJ, remember the house in Dalton? Remember how we didn't have no screens in the screen door?
Yeah.
I remember one of the visitors in the home smoked a little too much and couldn't get out of that door. And he cried. He sat in the middle of the floor and cried because he couldn't get through the screen door. But there were no screens. All you really had to do was climb go.
If you really need it. If you can't unlock it, you really have climb to out of it.
Go.
Wow.
I don't even know who this is.
It's nobody you know. It's nobody. Okay. It's nobody. I couldn't even tell you a last name. So okay. None of it is important.
Wow.
But yeah, that happened.
Got to be careful who you smoke with, what you smoke, and, you know,
he cried nowadays. Though, Dave. He cried.
I believe it. I've seen, you know.
I feel like crying is not as bad as calling 911.
Yeah,
and
but
having paramedics and an ambulance show up, like,
I'm gonna go ahead. Crying is just bad.
To go across the street.
Listen, that part is really bad.
He couldn't get through a door with holes in it, bro. There was nothing there.
In my defense, TJ, I've there's been other folks who've had the same experience. I've recently heard stories, you know, personal stories of people that dealt with the same thing where they smoked, wasn't used to getting that high, and thought they were dying.
Well, that's what the sketch was last night. But the funny thing about your story is that you were across the street from the hospital.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
Yeah. That's the funniest part of your shit. You literally could have just, you know. Did you have to pay an ambulance? You had to pay the bill for that.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't pay it, but I definitely got a bill.
Hey, man. National Limitations has run out on it, I think, right?
It's somewhere in collection heaven right now, you know. So
all I know is I took a edible one time and I was holding on to the bed because I thought I was gonna melt through the bed.
Yeah.
Wait, was it a brownie? Was it a cookie?
No, it was like some candy. It was a chocolate moon rock or something like that.
Oh my God. See,
somebody made at home?
No, it was something. I don't know if it was made at home or not, but
we got more sophisticated with the edibles now. Like, you gotta know how many milligrams, what the dosage is. Like, back in the day, we couldn't ask that. Nobody knew.
I knew is the pattern and the comforter was dancing. That's all I remember.
Drew, I get it. I get it.
I can't do it.
I took a little bit too much of an edible one time. Like, I really overdid it. And I took my ass to bed, bro. I was like, I'm done. I cannot stay awake. I'm going to bed and hopefully I don't die tonight. But if I do, I'm going to be asleep.
Yeah. It's dangerous, man. It's dangerous. It was a situation that happened with my mother-in-law recently, where her and, one of her friends were out and visiting family, and he, had all these edibles, but they were like regular snacks, like Doritos and chips and he showed them and he told them what it was, but they're thinking edible. These are edible foods, and. Yeah, they went to snacking, gotten in Doritos, and it was not good.
Listen, I don't think I went through a bag of like ranch cheddar, edible goldfish, and you forget real quick that them shits are like edibles, and before you know it, you're touching dust at the bottom of the bag. I understand how you can get.
Did you lick the dust off your fingers?
Come on, dog. What am I? Of course. Who the fuck wouldn't?
I don't want to get that high, man. You know, I live on an upper floor, so I don't want to like go out on the balcony and think
and go to the upper room. Yeah, I get you.
And think I could fly or some shit after that. Like, I just edibles scare me.
This is the perfect segue since we talk about people who got way too high. That Versus. That's
You know what's funny? I didn't even have Versus on my list tonight. Totally.
I wouldn't have been mad if for once we didn't talk about Versus because
y'all want to skip it? Because this was the perfect segue.
Nope. I'm not letting it go on this one, buddy. Oh, and I don't like Versus, but your girl Shaka was out there.
Through the fire.
Tell me something good.
Let's get into it, man. Let's get into it.
You know what they told Shaka? Shaka was like, you said, tell me something good. You know what was good? The Ciroc.
Man, listen.
The Ciroc was good to Shaka.
Man, that was a little bit more than Ciroc.
Man, Ciroc and Khan, man. Listen.
Ciroc and Khan.
Oh, man. Wow.
A little bit more than Ciroc, boy.
No, listen. You know, first of all, man, let's just I feel like and man, much love to my DJs out there. I think this was one versus where the DJ battle thing was unnecessary. I just, you know, I feel like that's more for a different type of versus.
That's hip hop. This wasn't hip hop.
Yeah. It's totally hip hop. I think they should save that for like hip hop type.
This,
you know,
this should have been done the way they did Isis and the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, no, in that vein.
Like, Yeah. Or even like, I mean, even Gladys and Patty, I mean, I feel like they got right to it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't all of, you know, lead in theatrics necessarily. Like, I think that's fine to have an opening DJ, but, you know, get right to it.
Sponsors now. They got to fit a lot of shit in now.
Yeah.
See, and that's another thing. When they start charging, like, what?
Man, listen. Versus is a conglomerate now, man. It's you know. It ain't just
listen, Swiss. I'm not gonna front.
Tim calling up their friends.
Listen, I'm not gonna front. I forked over the $2.99.
Not going.
Oh yeah. I did too.
I didn't. Instagram Live, and when they feed kept fucking up, somebody was like, "Hey, go on Shaka's page." That's what I did. I went to Shaka's page, and it was broadcast there for $3.99. I'm not paying for that shit. Mm-mm.
Nope.
Dave, what convinced you to buy it? It was a very specific thing that convinced me to buy it. What convinced you?
I was in the middle of trying to see Big Daddy Kane at KRS, and I was just like, man, $2.99, forget it. I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet.
Is it $2.99? On Fight.
What's that?
I saw Kane and Chris for free on Fight, on the Fight website.
I don't know how that's possible because I know
this one was before, the first one. I tried to do that again this time, but it wasn't even there. So this one, that's why I ended up paying. But
not for me. I had to pay to see Kane and
Chris.
Yeah, Kane and Chris. But it was kind of one of those things where I was because I don't pay for any other services, so Flix, and I just broke down and got HBO Max.
But, I could get you my password, dog. What are you doing?
We were using somebody else's password, but it was like every time, you know, they were giving it to multiple people, and then, you know, it was
only one other person on my account.
I just went ahead and got it, but it was one of those things. I wasn't paying for any other services, so I was like, all right, $2.99, I can do that. You know, why not? And Fight is one of those. I'm probably once Versus kind of runs its course, I'm not necessarily gonna feel bad about canceling that one because I don't watch a lot of those other, like, you know, unknown fighters and MMA fights and all these other, like, you know. So it's kind of like I literally have it only for Versus right now.
Yeah.
All
right. But, so the main reason that I forked over the $2.99, this was the selling point that got me. Apparently, the IG feed is a single camera.
Yeah.
And if you did the $2.99, it was like multiple camera experience.
Mm.
And that's like the thing that pushed me over the top to convince me to do it. And I also just overall, overall, I just feel like, you know, it $3 is worth it to see this, you know.
You know what that is, sir? That's your TV background fucking with you. That's what that is. Because other niggas don't care. We don't give a damn about that, bro.
You very well could be right.
I want to watch the direction. I want to see how they cut. Are they doing a
multiple
cut? It's a two shot now.
Wait. Let me ask.
It's a dolly shot.
Wait, Drew, BA, y'all watched it on IG, right?
Yeah.
Did y'all actually see when they came out and changed Shaka's shoes?
No.
They showed when they took her shoes off. I saw that.
Okay, well, she probably put on, like, within, like, when she came out, within, I think, the first couple of songs, she had entirely different shoes on than when she first walked out. And I was wondering if, like, and I saw people talking about it on Twitter, but like, I'm wondering, like, they didn't cover that angle. They zoomed in on some other shit when that happened, but y'all had one view, so I was wondering if y'all caught it instead.
I don't care about her changing her shoes.
What? It was just a telling moment to me.
That was a very pivotal moment, Drew. Like, Shaka would have been teetering.
You know why they had to change the shoes? Because she was drunk. They didn't want her to fall on her ass.
Well, yeah. That's very generous of you to say drunk. I appreciate you being so humble to say drunk.
I don't want to talk bad about Shaka.
Listen, shout out real quick before we get into them. Shout out real quick to DJ EQ and Beverly Bond.
No, nigga. Shout out to Stephanie Mills. Real talk, because that spoke to her professionalism. There was no way she was expecting to walk into that situation.
Man.
And so she literally, if y'all saw what I saw, she carried her until she was able to carry herself. So Stephanie stepped up on that one. So shout out to her for that.
Man, Stephanie killed it, man. She definitely, the energy was there. And you know, she was still looking like her old self, man, from back in the day. Like she ain't, you know what I'm saying? She's both of them have aged gracefully.
And, you know, Shaka looked like she was fresh from falling off the wagon. Yeah, okay.
She was driving the wagon.
You know what, man? I can't stand y'all. Listen.
Wait a minute, I'm the leader.
But both of them have the catalog is crazy. I was jamming out to both of them, and you know what I'm saying? Like Shaka just got songs for days, man. I Feel For You, Sweet Thing.
She was singing after the crack rock. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Listen,
Dave, to your point.
Yeah. She was singing after the pipe.
No, oh, goodness. To your point, my main thing was, and I was looking at it as a hit for hit type thing. So my thing was Stephanie got hits. She got some joints. But Shaka got Shaka hits, and then Shaka got Rufus hits too.
Yeah,
I felt like she had too many hits for Stephanie.
She did have too many hits.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
I kind of set him up for that one.
You did. That boy's quick tonight.
Very much my bad.
That man very came with a volleyball spike on that one. wow. Yeah, Teach. The Rufus joints going. It was... You know, it was great, man, for us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I could have took that one too.
I was scared for her the whole time. Like, I couldn't even enjoy it because I was fucking scared she was going to fall over at any minute.
Yeah. I think towards the end, she definitely was like over it by the end because, when she walked out, wasn't she like, fuck this shit or something like that?
Yeah, she, the mic picked her up saying, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
I just normally they have a fucking intermission. Like, if ever that was a time for intermission, that should have been it.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have got higher.
Man.
You know what? She just obliterated Jada drunk.
Oh, man.
It's a step higher than Jada drunk now.
Well, I mean, she's definitely going to replace the Jada meme now. Like, you know. Like I said, if Come and Get Your Auntie was a versus, that was the one right there.
I don't think she's gonna become a meme. I personally feel like that wasn't alcohol. And I wasn't sad for Jada.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I laughed with Jada.
I was laughing because Jada was hilarious. I can see that was liquor. Yeah. This didn't look like liquor.
I agree. I feel like it was liquor and some other stuff. I like really just hope she had a really strong fucking edible or blunt or some shit. Like I hope it.
Yeah, this was more than just liquor, and I literally felt sad for her watching that.
I feel like too when Shaka's daughter Indira came out, that didn't really help things. Like she
no, they sing, all but... had to help sing Chaka Song. Stephanie was gonna if Indira didn't come out, Stephanie was gonna have to sing, because that was at that point it was really like she was off.
Yeah.
So Def.
That was that throwing the towel moment.
Throwing the damn towel.
Yeah, and, right. And yeah, for a minute I thought that was Shaka's other daughter, Melanie, because I remember she used to be in a singing group called Pretty in Pink. They was on Motown. They had like one song that in video.
Believe it or not, Dave, you're not the only person that knows that, because I didn't know that. I don't think any other folks knew that, but I saw somebody on Twitter talking about it.
Yeah.
So amazingly, you're not the only person that knows that.
Why do I feel like now that group sounds familiar? I can't remember the song, but I think I remember the name of the group.
But I know, you know, back when, you know, girl groups was coming out by the dozen, like they kind of got lost in the shuffle, because it was like right around that time, Motown had that other group. What was it 76, 69? You remember that, TJ?
Yeah, but they weren't until like the mid-90s.
Right. Yeah,
Pretty in Pink would have been earlier, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it was like all of them, like, you know, back then it was like so many girl groups that would come out, and then it'd be like one that you might see one video for, and then you wouldn't hear it from again.
So they probably had a single deal.
Yeah,
but wait, how old was the girls in the group?
You know what? Let's look and see.
Because I thought they were going to, I don't remember at all, but for some reason, Pretty in Pink, I thought they were going to be like 11, 12. But if you're referencing 7, 6, 6, 9, they were grown as fuck. So how old was the Pretty in Pink girls?
Why are we having a conversation about it?
I want to say they were teenagers. If I remember this correctly, I want to say they were in their teens.
Yeah,
pretty. Again, why are we having a conversation about a group that didn't make it? I'm just sitting here like, we're trying to remember this.
Wait, Pretty in Pink was a teenage girl R&B group signed to Motown in the early 1990s. Their moniker was obviously inspired by the late 80s movie of the same name, blah, blah, blah. Their signing likely had to do with the clout of the mom of one of their members, main singer and songwriter Indira Melanie Khan. Oh, so that was. Okay, so I was calling her Melanie, but that was the girl from Pretty in Pink. So I wasn't wrong.
Yeah. Okay, people thought it was two different people.
I did, yeah. I thought because when she said this is my daughter Indira, I thought of her as Melanie, but her name is Indira Melanie Khan, so I was confusing the Melanie with Melanie, so that's why I thought it was her. But yeah, they had a single called "All About You," and they said it managed to squeak onto the Billboard with Hot 100 at 96.
All right, I'm going to have to find it on YouTube, because I have no recollection of this.
Yeah, but yeah.
I remember the group by name. I just can't remember. I can't place the song.
Yeah, it was interesting versus, to say the least. And definitely had a lot of technical problems. I know Swiss was definitely in the comments snapping on people, going off. He said at one point, yeah, we've been having a great run. We was bound to have, you know, one bad night.
No, it's too many motherfucking chefs in the kitchen now. Like,
yeah,
scale that shit back the fuck down, and you wouldn't have these issues.
Yeah, somebody said somewhere Teddy Riley was laughing his ass off, but I was just like, but
Teddy can't, because he's the first person to ever do way too much. He's gonna have to own that one forever.
Yeah,
this nigga had a full band in the basement.
Right, but
trying to simulcast on his own shit.
But he
had a trombone in the basement.
I definitely gotta agree with you, man. I do miss the days when it was just two cats on their lives playing their tracks off of a MP3 player or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Teddy looked like young Simo from Janky Promoters. You got it. With dances and everything. That's what he looked like.
Oh my goodness. Man, I watched have any of y'all seen the movie King Richard?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I'm playing that.
Man, check it out, man. Great movie. Will Smith did his thing. Everybody did their thing. Will Smith, Anjanou Ellis. The young girls playing Venus and Serena. One of them is on the show Godfather of Harlem.
Oh, that's what I was trying to place their face. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, everybody was amazing, man. You know, I think Will definitely gonna get an Oscar nod and might even pull it off this time, man. Definitely great job.
I wonder if Will think Jada if he wins. just you know.
Of course.
Yeah, he's got to, man.
Does he really? Does he really? He all entangled and stuff.
Man, I was impressed too with, like, because I don't know if both girls weren't or just one of them, but they were not, they weren't big tennis players prior to this movie. So they had to learn and train, you know, for this movie. And dude, like, you would think they've been playing for years, you know, the way they've been, you know, just the form and even down to like Venus's walk. Like, they were really, you know, both of the girls, both of the young ladies were really killing it in the
they
movie.
Embodied so them.
They did. That's it was method acting at its finest. But it was a really great movie, man. Check that joint out.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
Did any of y'all watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions?
No, I was at a party last night, so I know I didn't get a chance to
watch it. Okay. Nah.
It's on HBO Max, right?
It should be. Yeah, I watched it on HBO.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the reason I brought it up is because I wanted to ask y'all about something Hove said.
Oh.
Okay. What did he say?
Basically, he was doing his speech and he was going over his career and kind of what led him to everything. But he was talking about the beginning, the early stages. Mm-hmm. And he spoke about Reasonable Doubt. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, then he went and dropped his quote was, and then my second album came out. Oops. That's what he said. He did an oops on the second album.
Well, yeah.
He said he was too ambitious on it and he was trying to I could see certain elements of that.
Wait,
but he said that he learned from other people to be more authentic and be himself, you know, because of kind of that's what he was learning from that second album. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, that's common knowledge.
I don't think that second album was an oops to me.
No, it absolutely yes and no.
I get what he's saying when he said he thought it was a bit, he was trying to do too much and he was a bit more ambitious. And I get that, like shit like Sunshine and all that. That's not your lane.
Yeah
but that second album has a lot of jewels on it.
It does. It absolutely does. But those singles and the overall the song, like half the album, well, I won't say half, a good 40% of the album, he was reaching. And that's the oops part. And that's what sticks out in a lot of people's minds about that album when they think of the second album. So
I don't look at it that way.
But yeah, I mean, listen, it's like five or six joints on that I really love. So I don't think it's a horrible album by any means. But in terms of the stuff, so I Know What Girls Like and Sunshine. So he basically fell into the Bad Boy trap.
The 90s, the 1997 era.
Exactly. That's what he said his oops was.
I know. I get what he's saying as far as that's what you said. You said he was too ambitious. He tried to do things a little bit out of his lane.
Yes.
But my point is, I don't see that as an oops project. Even with those reaches,
yeah,
I don't think that project should be written off as like oops, I fucked that up.
Yeah,
it wasn't Melvin Flint the Hustler. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, I shouldn't have did this project. You had way more great records on this album than you had terrible, you know, songs that just reached for, you know, the sound of the time.
Agreed, but B.A., that's not what people remember about that album. That's the whole point. Well, you're absolutely
I'm speaking about my opinion. I don't give a fuck what people remember. I'm saying what he said, and I'm commenting my opinion on it.
But you know what, too? You know what? He's also harder on himself about certain, you know, projects.
So. I can see that. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
No, it definitely wasn't an oops album. But I feel like that particular album usually gets mentioned as a like third or fourth when it comes to like Jay-Z albums. You know what I mean?
It's not even in the top five, Dave.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying on a personal level. I'm saying when people in general talk about Jay-Z albums, you don't think that was mentioned in the top five?
Volume one? No.
Interesting. I feel like it's at least top five.
No. Seriously?
Yeah.
Dog, how could it be top five when you got Black Album, Blueprint, American Gangsta, Volume 2,
and 444.
I'm sorry. Volume 2, you cool, I guess.
You gotta have a Hard Knock Life for sure.
I was thinking about Volume 3 when you said Volume 2. I was kind of expecting you to do that, but go ahead, my bad.
I don't know. I'm with you. I might put 444 in my, but I feel like it's like Volume 1 barely makes top 10.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Wow. Really? I feel like, again, I personally, like, I don't listen to a lot of joints off of Volume 1 personally. Like, other than Where I'm From, occasionally I listen to Imaginary Player. A lot of people like City Is Mine. I was not a City Is Mine.
I definitely
was. That was one of the flaws.
That was the ambition.
That's an Oops track to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
But come on,
one of my personal favorites. Sunshine. Yeah, I like
that. Wait. How
you on the fence about Sunshine, dog?
What's that?
How you on the fence about Sunshine?
What you mean?
Sunshine was an Oops record.
You sound like you were indecisive how you felt about Sunshine.
I was. I think initially when it came out, because again, when you mentioned the Puffy Bad Boy era, I was on a lot of the like, you know, sample heavy radio joints. So when it initially came out, I was like, oh, okay, shit, I got Babyface on it. I like the, you know,
but
I like the sample. But now, I can't listen to the record.
And even on top of that, the visual for it as well contributed to, because you think about it, that's probably like the visual you get.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fish-eyed lens, he was in the
Jiggy. The Hype Williams, you can say.
Yeah, he was in the Jiggy neon green pleather suit or some shit. Like, yeah, no, that's what he means by the Oops album or Oops moment, because, yeah, he did a lot. He was very ambitious for that. But I still know. I think that might be barely like.
Listen,
in the top 10.
That album, look, Imaginary Players, Streets Is Watching, Friend of Foe 98, Lucky Me.
Yeah.
Even Who You With, I'm going to put that on there. Face Off, I'll take. Real Niggas, I'll take. Where I'm From, I'll take. You Must Love Me, I'll take. Yeah. This album has more hits than misses.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But people just remember the misses mostly more,
which is whack because, dude, that's horrible because this album was way more. I'm gonna call it underrated thing because it has way more hits than misses on here, and not everything is perfect. The City Is Mine is not gonna be anything that I'm gonna play repeatedly. You know what I mean? I know what girls like. I might play that there now and again. That was
I fuck with that sometimes, even though
sometimes. Yeah, Sunshine was always a skippable record for me. That was always skippable.
Yeah.
Rap Game, Crap Game didn't really hit. Real Niggas is depends on the mood.
I could take a leave Real Niggas and Rap Game, Crap Game.
But like I say, it's more hits than misses on this record. And I get what he's saying. Everybody has their, you know, that one thing that they do artistically. They're like, nah, that didn't come out the way I wanted it to. But
that's the sign of a good artist when you try new shit.
I get it. I get it, but my personal opinion as a fan, I don't think this album should be written off. This is not a outside of the top 10. Top 10?
I don't think it's top
10. You're wilding on that one.
I don't know if it's top 10.
Top 10 Jay-Z albums. You're saying it's not top 10? Okay.
He got what? Well, he got like 13, 14 solo joints?
Yeah, you're saying that
Yeah, like 14. Listen, I agree with you saying, and I agree, like, it has way more hits than misses.
Are we counting the Dynasty album as a solo album?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
It was technically.
Yeah.
It started to be a compilation, but it ended up a solo album.
No. There's okay.
It was like a back end pilot.
I don't care how many solo songs on it. There's three solo songs on this album.
It started as a compilation, yeah. And then they decided to make it an official Jay-Z album. It fucking counts.
Yeah.
All right. I know what they made it. I know it's an official album. I'm talking about y'all opinions. Yes, would y'all call this a solo album?
Solo album.
Yeah.
You would call this a Jay solo album.
I still call it a Jay solo album. Yes.
Because honestly, I don't care if it's three solo songs.
He had a lot of features, nigga. He ain't the first nigga to have 30 features on an album. It's still a Jay solo album.
Yeah. Because when it came out, I didn't even look at it as a compilation at all. I was like, oh, Jay got a new album. And you know what I'm saying? You got Memph on here and Beanie and all these other cats. It's not like it's like state property. You know what I'm saying? Well, Beanie Siegel
is
kind of.
The thing is, bro, like if you never heard this record and they marketed it as a Rockefeller compilation, Rockefeller Presents the Dynasty, and don't put Jay's name on it, y'all will be saying it's a compilation. For the same album.
But I thought it was, sure.
It's the same way right now, BA. If you released a song and it featured Dave and Drew, and then you said it's BA's song featuring Dave and Drew, that's what people would know it as. But if you released it as the Three Amigos, then nigga, that's what they gonna know it as.
But you're missing my point, but my question isn't what people know it as. I know it's released as a Jay-Z album.
But would
you consider it listening to, if this was never released as a Jay-Z album, would you say it's a compilation?
The name of the album
if they didn't tell you it was a Jay-Z album, you would say it's a compilation, is the point I'm making.
Yeah.
You're only saying it's a Jay-Z album because they released it as such.
Well, let me
am I wrong?
Hold on. Let me say this.
You're right. I get what you're saying.
Apple as an apple because you all your life, nigga, you've been told it's an apple. You know an orange as an orange. So I know it as a Jay-Z album because that's how it was fucking presented to me.
So you can't think outside of the box enough to say if this was a goddamn Blake CD.
Can I?
Go ahead, Drew. Go ahead, Drew.
Okay. Look at it like this. Look how many Master P albums they were with how many artists he had, and it was a Master P album. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in that same vein, you can look at a Jay-Z album just like that too.
That's exactly the point. Because they told us it was a Master P album. He just happened to have three niggas on every fucking song, but it was still a Master P album. So if you didn't tell me it was a Master P album, if you said it's No Limit Volume 1, then nigga, I would think it was a No Limit Volume 1 compilation. But you told me it's a Master P album, so it's a Master P album.
Right. But he's saying if they market it as a Rockefeller,
then they should market it as a compilation, and then it would be the rock compilation, The Dynasty, but it's Jay-Z's album, The Dynasty.
I'm not arguing that point. I know it's Jay-Z's album, The Dynasty.
I feel like we have this moment every fucking show now.
Because you're making it like I'm arguing a different point. That's not my point.
I'm arguing what you're saying.
Okay, this is TJ and VA's rant.
It's not, Drew.
No, this happens.
But I'm just like, I be confused sometimes. Like, my point is not what am I not being clear about how I'm saying things?
You're saying because one thing, and then when you go to explain it,
I was there when I said it.
But
you say one thing, and then when you explain it,
TJ, my question to you was simply. But you're telling me what you were told. They told you it's a Jay-Z album, so it's a Jay-Z album.
I think it's a Jay-Z album.
Because they told you it was, right?
Yes, and if they told me it was a compilation, I would think it was a compilation.
Why? So wait. So let me ask you this. If they told you Blueprint was a compilation, would you call it a compilation?
Dave and Drew's Water Break.
No, Drew, seriously, no. I'm asking because I want to,
I'd be like, this compilation is Jay-Z heavy, but they said it's a compilation.
So you're a goddamn fucking idiot. That's what it is. That's what you're saying.
Hold on. Going back to Drew's point then. So do you consider the Master P albums compilations?
Well, you asking me?
Yes.
That's funny because I don't listen to Master P albums.
You know what's funny though?
Do you know what the fuck is on a Master P album?
I have never in my life played a Master P album all the way through. So that's an honest to God truth. We're talking about an album that we all have heard. I have never listened to a Master P album.
Every Master P album I've gotten for free. And
I've never in my life played a Master P. You know that. Yeah, why would you even ask me about Master P? You know that about me.
No, I don't know everything. Nigga, I didn't know you fucking...
Bro, when was Master P popping?
Dude.
Were we not living together?
BA, pick somebody else. So fucking who? Swiss Beats, who? All the DJs. Dre, most of Dre's album has
compilations. Okay, The Chronic is a great example.
Do you consider Dre's albums compilations?
You know what's funny?
Go ahead, Dre.
Technically, every album is a compilation because when you put it into iTunes, it goes into a compilation folder.
Shut your dumb ass up.
It's real talk. When you put albums into iTunes digitally, they'll separate them sometimes. The majority of them will go into a compilation folder, a folder this called compilation.
Hold that. Okay. Hold that.
No.
This guy.
BA, do you consider The Chronic in 2001 as compilation albums?
Thank you for that. That's a great example because I have heard both of those albums.
Yeah.
And in this, in the question that I'm asking, for that question, yeah, they could be considered compilations because it's not, there's no solo, there's very minimal solo album.
Well, yeah.
Wait. Now sorry. I gotta ask. How many features is too many? What's the tipping point when it goes from a solo album to a compilation? Because
my point is, if you put out an album and 70% of the songs have three or more people on it, that's not a solo album to me.
Can I explain the difference with that particular example you gave? Even though Dre is rapping on some of the songs, he mostly produces most of them. So I look at most produced albums when it's a producer, like Dr. Dre or
DJ Khaled presents the Neptunes.
Okay. Yeah, I look at those as compilations technically because
my point is I know, for example, that The Chronic was released as a Dre album. I know it's a Dre album. I'm not disputing that. I'm not arguing the Dynasty as a Jay-Z album. I'm asking, in your opinion, would you classify that as a Jay-Z solo album? And you're saying yes because you were told it was. And that's why I have a problem with what you're saying, because just because you were told something makes it true.
But no, nigga, and you know that. But in this case,
that's not what you said.
No,
you literally said if you were told Blueprint was a compilation, you'd be like, yeah, this compilation has a lot of Jay-Z songs on it, but it's a compilation because they said it was. That's what you said. Those were your words.
Listen, no,
Holy you Spirit, activate.
You know goddamn Spirit well activate. That I don't think Spirit everything activate. Is true Spirit. Just because I'm told Holy it. Spirit. I'm talking
but
about.
You just said that.
Listen, I said in the case of the album. In the case of the album, yes, they told me
what
Rockefeller said it's a Jay-Z album, so I believe it is a Jay-Z album. In that case, yes. But bitch, don't say I know I believe everything that I'm told just because I'm told it. But anyway,
you said it.
Whatever. Okay, so now the question still remains. What is too many features? At what point does it...
Did I not? I asked that already, bro.
To be a, no, what? What point? Give me a percentage.
I said it already. Are you not listening?
But you said no. You used it as
I was there when I said it.
Dave, Drew, did anybody hear what I said?
I heard 70%.
I blanked out.
The way you said give you a percentage if I already said it. You just
the way you said it. Wait a second. No, the way you said it, you weren't presenting it as that was your answer. Whatever. So listen. I want to know how many features because it does. Okay, so 70%.
Oh my God, it's over.
Let's see.
It's not.
Cut me, Mick.
How many features? Okay, it was three solo songs on the Dynasty that Jay-Z, but how many songs was he on in total? I
don't care. On the Dynasty?
Yes.
Wasn't he on all of them?
No, I think it was like Memphis Bleek had a solo joint.
Yeah, Bleek had a solo on here.
I don't care.
Me either, Drew, but
I don't care anymore. I really don't care anymore.
I'm just curious. That's a very interesting point.
I swear y'all go through this every week.
It's like it has to be a tipping point.
There are 15 songs on here, not including the intro, and they have him listed on every one of them, even the Memphis Bleek solo song.
Well, then it's really not a compilation because maybe he was writing for Bleak too then. Shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah.
And you can't discount the intro, nigga. That intro's classic.
Oh, my God. Well, we are getting the intro right now.
Listen.
And I'm still mad Dave. I'm still mad Dave is sometimes about an imaginary player.
Even debating the Jay-Z album. I literally just simply asked your opinion.
Okay, and I'm asking your opinion now. What percentage, at what point does it go from a solo to a compilation? What's the percentage?
Did I not give you an answer to that already?
Okay, you did not, because when you mentioned 70%, you were throwing it out like it's not a solo if it has, like, you just said some random shit with 70%, but that it wasn't clear that that's what you were saying.
I said if 70% of the songs on the album feature more than three or more people, that's a compilation.
Okay.
And then you said, well, what's the percentage?
No, the way you said it, you was like, he got like people on 70% of the songs or something.
That's not what I said. I literally
how you said
it. Just one of y'all agree and just let's get it over with.
But now if that then there's a whole lot of shit that's really compilations that we thought were solo albums.
I'm not asking you about.
I already gave you my Apple theory.
I'm just asking for you.
Fine, we'll go with Dave's album theory.
My opinion.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. It's opinions, B. We'll go with Dave's album theory.
Check your iTunes music folder and look at the compilations.
Dave, nobody uses iTunes anymore. Get a real fucking digital.
That was such an unnecessary argument, though.
Hold on. First of all, you know, when it comes to music, TJ gonna argue till the wheels fall off.
But he's defending an album, and I'm not even talking bad about it. I literally asked a question about opinions.
I understand that, but you know that's how he is.
About that no more.
Second of all, somebody does use iTunes. I still use iTunes also.
And third of all, rest in peace to Young Dolph.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Way to move on, Dave.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look, we're gonna spend another 20 minutes with y'all going back and forth.
I had to switch gears, man.
Thank you.
Well, I guess this is how the cookie crumbles.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Anyway, I don't know much about Dolph's music.
Yeah, good job.
I don't know much about Dolph's music, but in since his passing, I've been reading and hearing more, and he sounded like a really dope dude that had his shit together. I don't know about the music, but as far as some of the moves he was making, owning his shit, buying all these properties, and having his shit in order, I gotta give him props for that.
Did y'all see the video I sent y'all?
No.
In the group? When Nori literally warned him about to get out of Memphis?
Yeah, I did see that. I've seen
the video, but I didn't realize you had sent it to us.
I sent it to the group. Like Nori gave him a warning to get out of Memphis because most people tend to fall in their home when they comfortable. So
this is real talk. I had this conversation with somebody. I was like, you know, you staying in the hood, trying to make the hood better. But at a certain point, you know you got to move out.
Yeah.
You know you got. And another thing is use Instagram and stuff like that. People have been lurking on Instagram. Now people are really getting caught up. Dolph, you know where he going to the cookie store to get his, you know, his favorite cookies because he always stopped there whenever he in town.
Yeah.
You setting yourself up there. Going off, Terrence J just recently got shot or something happened to him at his house.
Yeah, attempted robbery.
Yeah. So, but he always, you know, broadcasted from his house, Instagramming from his house, so you know where he lives. You know what I'm saying? This stuff, like, y'all making moves, but y'all don't always have to broadcast it.
Yeah, that's basically what we talked about last week, too. Like, it's wolves out there, and people acting like it's sweet when it really ain't.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just another unfortunate tragedy, man, of just, a brother was just trying to go to the cookie store, get some cookies from his mom, support a local business. And unfortunately lost his life because, you know, some haters and you know, wannabe thugs came up there, shot up the place. And now the people that was working at the store is traumatized. They had to see this young man lose his life over nothing. And it's just like, you know, that video you sent, BA, was just eerie because, you know, Nori was warning him, and you know, he was like, you know, nah, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? He was.
Yeah, he said going, they ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with him, and you know, it came true, and it was just like, man, it's senseless. It didn't have to happen. And so now they have three of the suspects in custody, and I think they recovered the
car.
Yeah, the getaway vehicle. And so, you know, but now, you know, some children and a wife are going to be without out their father, you know what I'm saying, and their husband. And it's just senseless, man. It didn't have to happen. And, you know, it's just the same narrative, man. We already got to worry about, you know, police and you know, white racists out there that want to take us out, and then we got our own people killing us. It's just a cycle that just keeps repeating, and it's like, man, what do you do, man? There's no value for life or anybody's, you know, well-being at all, man. It's just like the same brothers who killed him. The way Dolph talked, and I've never met him. I don't know the brother personally, but just watching videos and watching him talk about how he wanted to help his community, he probably would have gave them
a job,
a job or just some money. You know what I'm saying? Just like he would have probably helped them out. But you know, I always go back to that image. I think it's a drawing where of a young guy that's standing out on a ledge, and then you got somebody reaching out their hand to extend to help them, but that same dude that's about to fall off that ledge is holding a gun at the person that's extending the hand to help them. You know, it's the same narrative, man, and we got to change it, dude, because it's crazy. He totally would have helped them. I would not even doubt. But because they wanted, you know, just to decide they wanted to take his life, you know what I'm saying? Now their lives are ruined as well.
Yeah.
This makes no sense, man. I can go on about that all day, but.
Yeah, man. It's like this young generation don't have no remorse or anything. And it's just like they want to rather just take a life and rob somebody instead of getting out there and working. You know what I'm saying?
It's Drew, there's no sense of code anymore. It's like literally, like, yeah, you know, there used to be, you know, things where, you know, people might, you know, innocent people or bystanders might, you know, get caught up in something. But it was more so we was coming up. If some violence happened between somebody, it was because that one person did something to the other one.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like, now it's just strictly like, you know, you ain't even got to like step on nobody's shoe or nothing. It's just like, if somebody decide that your life isn't worth nothing, they just want to take it, just be taking it. Everybody's out here under the Grand Theft Auto Act nowadays.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. Man, like I said, and rest in peace to young Dolph, man.
Yeah, seriously, man. Seriously.
But yeah, man, let's get into this other thing that happened. Actually, I think it happened last Sunday, right after we got off we did last week's episode. DaBaby and Danny Lay.
My God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't even know the full story behind this. What happened? What happened with them?
So I guess they just had straight out beef I guess he said she was living at the house with the baby, you know, stuff like that.
Not with the actual, with the baby child. Or the actual baby?
The actual small baby.
they have a small baby together.
Right.
Okay.
So I guess he told
baby
her.
The baby.
So I guess he came home and said she had to get out.
Just on TP?
That's what she said. So she said he had to get out. And he was like, no, I'm here with the baby. The baby trying to get some sleep. He's like, nah, you gotta go. You gotta get out now. So apparently, he's saying that he's been trying to get her out of the house for months. But she had receipts saying that, you know, they had been together, this, that, and the other. And he said, we ain't been together in a long time. And then, you know, she had to act and say, like,
he just told her she was a side chick,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And he also said that, you know, she said that he also busting her a couple of days, like the night before,
busting her. Like, you know,
bust a nut in her.
Oh, okay. Okay, busting up in the guts.
Yeah, because she asked for a plan B.
Right. Got you. Got you.
That's, I think that's what, if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of what escalated it. She asked him for a plan B, and then he told her to get out and got mad about that shit. So whatever it was, I hate getting into celebrities' business. I don't get it.
Meanwhile, Stevie J and Faith Evans was getting into it too, apparently.
But wait, we didn't get to the part where what the baby called the cops on her.
Right.
Yeah, what was that about? Was
she wouldn't leave, apparently.
Right.
But was she being, was there violence involved?
I mean, she got arrested for simple assault. I don't know what a simple assault means. Did she just, did he smack her? Did he, she smack him across the face and that's what it is? I'm not sure.
It could be something very minor.
Man, listen, y'all, yeah, these people gotta, y'all gotta chill, man. Chill, smoke some weed, stop being stupid. Stop putting all your business but online.
How do y'all feel about him calling the cops on her? Teach. Because normally in situations such as this, it's always the opposite, right? Right? That's what we normally are accustomed to.
Right.
So how do y'all feel about that step that he took?
The baby has proven time and time again he's a trash-ass human being. That's how I feel about all this.
All right. Now, that being said, not to start a debate again.
Yep.
Here we go.
But if he asks her to leave his property,
yep,
and she does not leave,
yep,
and the next step would be then what?
He has every right.
He's within his rights, right, to call the cops.
Yeah.
We're not looking bad at him for being looking down at him for calling the cops on his baby mama. Again, I'm asking you to leave my property, and you're not leaving.
Yeah, without knowing the entire situation, I would have to just say yes, just based on the predication that yes, that is his property. If he indeed had asked her to leave, he has every right. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's with their child or not.
I agree. I went back and forth on that one. I felt like I wanted to, but at the end of the day, if you take everything we think about these people out of it,
yeah.
This man asked you to leave his property and you don't leave. You are now trespassing, and he does have the right to call the cops. Because if he did it any other way, we would be calling him a trash-ass human being.
I mean, he still is a trash-ass human being.
No, you get what I'm saying, though, Drew. Yeah. Like, if he handled that any other way, totally, we would have been yelling at him for that. But so I'm not going to call him a trash person for calling the cops on her.
No.
If he asked her to leave, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll definitely call that motherfucker, excuse my language, who, you know, the ex-football player who beat up his lady.
Oh, Zach Stacy's a piece of shit.
Oh, my God. Total. Yeah,
that was some bullshit.
Total. I got so heated watching that. Like, listen, it doesn't need to be said, but I'm going to say it anyway. Any man that puts his hand on a woman, definitely shouldn't be called a man, first of all.
Right.
And
just call him a bitch, right?
Yeah. Straight bitch assness. Like that was
that's true bitch assness right there.
Yeah, that was horrible, man. And I'm glad they got his ass, and he needs to be dealt with accordingly. Seriously.
Inside and outside of jail.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so upset watching that video, man. But you know, it's you know, thousands of other women that deal with that you know, that didn't have a camera on, that we don't see,
right?
And it's just unfortunate. And men too, you know, men that get abused and you know don't say anything or don't report it or you know it's not seen. So definitely goes both ways. But anybody that puts their hand on, you know, their significant other, just, you know, you need to just walk away or call the police. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's a situation where, you know, like the baby situation, and you feel like, you know, this person needs to leave my presence, they're trespassing. You know, I don't want nothing to escalate. You know, there's people that can assist with that. You know what I mean? But, that shit made me mad, but.
Yeah, man, it's just, the world is just changing every day.
Yeah. But you know,
unfortunately not for the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that are not changing for the better, These Chicago Bears, man. I just can't.
I don't want to talk about it.
I can't do it no more, man.
I got two words: fire Nagy,
man. Like I told y'all, the Bears had scored that last touchdown, I missed the end of the game, thankfully. But I did see on Twitter were they chanting fire Nagy at the end of the game?
Yes.
Wow.
They were.
Wow. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine being in his shoes, you know, and walking off the field hearing chants of that.
Like, it's not even Nagy no more, dude. It's like fire both of them. Like, you know how we was trying to got Gar Foreman and John Paxson fired?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. We need Nagy and Pace gone.
Yeah.
Them two have made, like, this fool Pace literally cut. You cut Kyle Fuller.
Yeah.
You cut our Pro Bowl cornerback. And then we got this little 5'2", handsy, grab everybody, every wide receiver that he see. Every time he gets past interference call,
And what was the play? There was some play at the end that Nagy called that was horrible.
No, he used all the timeouts.
He
used all three timeouts in the fourth quarter for no reason.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a clean house, man, and you know. Both teams are going into the game shorthanded, you know, not having all of the key components. And I thought that might help us out a little bit, you know, even though, like, we didn't have Mac, we didn't have Hicks, and we didn't have Robinson. But, you know, they were missing some key components too. So I was like, all right, maybe we might squeak this out. And it looked like we were.
Who the Ravens got besides Lamar Jackson?
What's that?
Who the Ravens got? Who else on the Ravens? Who the Ravens got besides Lamar Jackson?
More than the Bears.
Whoever played today, because Lamar didn't.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yeah. I can't think of anybody else, and Lamar didn't play today.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So the fact that we lost to the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens.
Yeah. It's they need an overhaul, man. Serious overhaul.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about the winning team in Chicago.
The Sky?
Okay, besides the Sky, I'm actually in season playing right now. The number one in the Eastern Conference, Chicago Bulls.
Man, this is exciting, man. This is exciting. It's exciting. I'm loving it, man. The Bulls winning and LeBron's getting ejected from games. This is great.
LeBron better not play that game against the Pistons, because
I never see you. Low management. People hear this, we will know. Dude is going to be suspended by time. He's going to be suspended through December, I think. Did y'all see how many times? And then he like tried to lunge at LeBron, but then the one when he made it all the way down to the other end of the court, and then he sprinted to full court to try to get him again. Like, they were suspending that dude for like 15, 20 games, probably.
Man,
you can't. No, because he didn't hit nobody. So
all he had to do was
LeBron's fault, man. You can't play with people like that, bro.
You want to piss LeBron off? Had him rush you? Just say, hey, LeBron, what? Savannah tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Nice. Yo, I saw something recently where Garnett said he never said that to Melo.
Oh, you said that shit.
Yeah, no, he definitely said that. Yeah. He definitely said that.
Dude, how you gonna sit up there and lie?
And I'm gonna double down on that. Not only did he say it, there had to be some truth to it for Melo to get that mad.
Right.
If he could have been like, your wife is a anything. And yeah. if it don't apply, then you just laugh it off like, nigga, shut up.
Right.
But that had a sting a little bit.
when you got Melo in the carport.
Because, like, I feel like in the delivery is everything. Did he be like, was he like, yo, nigga, your wife pussy tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios?
He might have been. It might have been some prior, like that. Yeah. It might have been some prior history that we didn't know about.
Bro, that's what I'm alluding to. Yeah. Like,
if he said your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios and you know that to be true, you're going to get upset. If he says she tastes like Sugar Smacks and you know that's a lie,
right,
then you ain't gonna trip as hard. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That man was ready to meet that other man in the parking lot.
He said
that the emphasis ain't on what it tastes like. He could have said it's like it was the suggestion that he said know for a fact because he smashed.
I hear you. I hear you. But what I'm saying is that
Mello would have snapped.
So if you tell me if you tell me my wife tastes like, I don't know, country apple lotion, and I know she wears country apple lotion, that's going to be a problem. Yeah. Whereas if you say she tastes like Jergens, and I ain't never seen no Jergens around, it's ignorant, but it's not as I'm not as angry. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in the parking lot angry.
He said his wife's poutine lowered his cholesterol. That's basically what he's talking about. That's what he said, man. That's what he said.
You get what I'm saying, though, TJ? Like, you hear what I'm saying?
Yes. There's some truth in your statement. Not a good example because, smelling like a lotion is one thing. But if nobody's pussy has ever truly tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios.
How do we? Maybe we haven't been around Lala. You don't know.
Yeah. Maybe, you know. Maybe she uses a certain fragrance that is reminiscent of
Honey Nut Cheerios.
That was my point. There was something in there that made that.
It was.
It rung
it was,
a little bit.
It was him saying, "I fucked your bitch." That's what it was. That's what made him so mad. Not that it tasted like honey. No, he said, I know what your bitch tastes like. That's what made him mad.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So that's cool. So if anybody can, here's my thing. If anybody can say, I fuck your bitch.
Listen, B. If he had said, man, after I finish fucking your chick, he had that white diamond cologne all over me. Like, then he can get super mad because if she actually wears white diamond, whatever.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm making.
That's my point. You just made my point for me.
Yeah. Not that her pussy actually tastes like.
No, you're missing the point, bro. All
right, never mind.
What I'm saying is that for him to have gotten as mad enough to go want to fight this nigga in the parking lot, there had to be some truth in what he was saying.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You just made my point for me.
Yeah. There's definitely some prior history that he
fucked his chick.
Yeah, it was definitely some prior history there. I mean, you got to think about it.
That's right.
Lala's been in the game for a long time. Listen, I'm not saying. Lala, just for the record, if you happen to hear this, I'm not saying that you've been around. All I'm saying is she's been, you know, in the business for a long time and around different people long enough,
right?
Where, you know what I'm saying, whether it's true or not, you know, Kevin Garnett could have, you know, been throwing some shit. Yeah, you know, slandering whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know how cats talk. Like,
let me give y'all a scenario. Maybe you and your wife are having a discussion and y'all talking about, you know, your past and everything. Uh-huh. Maybe, you know, in that y'all it comes up like, hey, you know, I used to mess with such and such back in the day, it was real quick, wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then when that such and such happens to work at the same place you work,
yeah,
and they throw it in your face that they used to, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So when I say that there might be some truth in what he's saying, because you don't get that mad if you don't feel like he wanted to fight that man in the parking lot.
Yeah, he did.
Off that statement. So there had to be something in that. Anybody can't say that and you're gonna fight them in the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's not just something that. If every person walks up to you and says that, you're going to fight all of them, or you're going to fight the person who you know something potentially has happened.
Yeah. Facts.
Let's face facts. Nobody fighting the NBA no more. So it's.
Well, they tried today.
They tried today.
Spike called it Malice in the Palace, too.
No, it ain't that. Ain't nothing going to beat that.
It wasn't that.
Nah.
I just remember all of us being
and at it's not even the palace. House. They ain't in the palace no more.
We was at Carlos. So I was watching, like, rewinding a video of dude looking like Turtle getting swung on.
Man. Yeah.
Those were the days. That's when basketball was basketball.
Right. warm my heart to see that video.
Speaking of basketball, any of y'all gonna go to the Crip Center next time you're out in LA?
That's what they calling it.
Yo, I never thought about that. God damn.
Did you see the clip when they interviewed Russell Westbrook and they asked him about it?
What did he say?
He was like, what? The Crip Center? He was like, I didn't know. He was like, man, he basically alluded to the fact like, hey, we in California, so I wouldn't be surprised, you know, like. So it was like a little joke already, but
you know that's what they're gonna call it.
Oh my god,
call it that. That's gonna be the name of it.
Oh man, Snoop probably already been trademarked it or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Ah, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, all the signs gonna be blue.
Go back to the old Lakers colors, the blue and white.
Well, they wear those sometimes.
Yeah. See, what I'm talking about. Wow. You gonna wear the blue and white joints and
Crip Center.
Just man, don't let the
anybody who's not know what we're talking about, the Lakers, Los Angeles Lakers, play in what used to be called the Staples Center.
Yes.
And going forward, I think on Quincy Christmas Day.
Crypto.com
is gonna be called the Crypto.com Center.
Yeah.
And if you are familiar with LA at all, you know why that's hilarious.
Yes. Just for shits and giggles, they should
call do a blood drive at the Crip Center. Well,
I was gonna say they should call a Coliseum the blood center or something.
Oh god.
Just for shits and giggles.
No, I gotta write that down. A blood drive at the Crip Center.
Wait. And you got to have WC do the crib walk in the middle of the court.
Yeah, right. WC got to be the logo now. He's the new Lakers.
It's the new Lakers mascot.
New Lakers mascot, WC.
What up, Mia? What up, Mia?
At halftime, they're going to play Bitch Please.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, nah, they're playing West out. Up.
Yeah, go play bad out. Wow. Yeah. Oh wait. Speaking of funny stuff, wait, I know we're about to get off soon, but dude, so you don't know they did a live from a studio audience?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up, bro.
Yo.
Yes.
Yo.
Yeah, I'll leave that little man alone.
Listen, this is gonna be hilarious, man. I thought it was a joke when I first read it, but for y'all that don't know, so they're gonna be airing another live from a studio audience special. You've seen in the past what they did, Good Times, the Jeffersons,
All in the Family,
you know, with, you know, big name actors, and you know, had them do a live reenactment of an episode from one of these shows. So the next one that's gonna be airing, what, like December 9th or somewhere around there.
I thought it was like next year. So
It's the seventh.
Okay.
Of December?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
They're doing Different Strokes and A Facts of Life. And for Different Strokes, the lead actors are going to be Kevin Hart playing the role of Arnold Jackson, and Damon Wayans playing the role of Willis Jackson. And
John Lithgow.
They gotta have Ty Bridges cameo somehow.
Oh my god, dude. This is gonna be.
Is he the only one alive?
He's gonna be the Gooch.
right, exactly. That would be awesome. Wait, John Lithgow's gonna play Mr. Drummond?
Mr. Drummond, yeah.
Oh wow. And they still they didn't announce who's playing the sister. What's the sister name?
Kimberly.
Yeah, they know.
Who's doing Miss Garrett? Because she was in there too.
I don't know the actress.
But I forgot. They did name her, but I can't remember.
Right.
They use Adelaide instead.
Or Pearl. Betty White.
Yeah.
But since they didn't announce anybody from the Facts Life, I still think that Kim Fields
is play shooter.
Oh well, wait, yeah. Isn't I thought they did announce Ms. Garrett.
They announced Ms. Garrett.
Yeah.
But I'm talking
go ahead.
I was talking about the Facts of Life side. They didn't announce nobody from Facts of Life yet.
Right, yeah.
So that's how
other than her, she's the only one.
Yeah, because she can play on both shows.
Yeah, she did both. Miss Garrett.
Miss Garrett. Because remember, she was the first.
She was the head teacher or head counselor or whatever she was on the Facts of Life.
You're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm interested, Drew, to see who Tootie's gonna be. Cause
it gotta be Kim. You gotta let her play that part.
Yeah, she could actually. Yeah.
You gotta let her do that.
Let her play herself. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Let her play herself. Play herself playing herself.
If that's the case, Ty Bridges could have played Willis again.
Yeah. I don't know if you want Ty Bridges.
Right. Do you really want to count on Todd?
On a live show.
Right.
That didn't work too well for my man.
I feel for you.
Coke break. I'm going to go upstairs. He's going to go upstairs and come back with white powder on his nose. Yeah, okay.
I can't stand y'all. Real quick shout out. I got to give a shout out to my girl, Nakia Gamby Turner. She was on tonight's episode of Insecure, doing big things.
Oh, what?
Okay. Yeah, man.
She I haven't watched that. I'm sorry. I've been doing this thing where I've been saving shows to watch them because I can't stand watching week by week anymore. But I haven't watched Insecure yet. I haven't watched BMF.
I watched BMF and
you can watch BMF now.
Tonight was the
season finale tonight. Episode. Okay, so yeah. I can start that, but I haven't watched anything new yet because I just save them and wait.
You in the streaming?
Yeah, like it's ruined. Yeah.
It's ruined. I get it.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of season two of Ghost. It was pretty good. The only thing that kind of annoyed me, and this isn't a spoiler, but as much as I liked the song, they kept playing Tyler, the Creator's song. What's the name of What That Boy Like or What Happened to That Boy? It was like the first single. It was like the first single from that, the last album or whatever. But they kept playing it like all throughout the entire episode. And it was like at certain points, it was just like, okay, we get it. Yeah.
Who That Boy?
Who That Boy? Yeah. Yeah. They kept playing it all through the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But,
On Gold, on Power?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never watched the episode of Power in my life.
It's actually good. It's not bad. I didn't think I would like it at first. But...
And shouts out to Southside. Southside has been kind of
Oh, my God. Southside has been hilarious.
Now,
is that still on Comedy Central?
No, it's on HBO Max.
But wait, it's not all the episodes, right? It's not the whole
season.
It's six episodes already.
I think I'm gonna start back and watch season one and then stream it that way until it gets to catch up in season two. Because I'll be pissed off if I can't watch them all.
They release three episodes a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was gonna say I've seen the first three.
They released the second three this week. Yeah, when you watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch Chicago's Party Promoter. That's the thing I need to watch.
Okay.
Oh, man. Chicago's number one party promoter.
It's so many Chicago gems in that show. Like you truly got to be from Chicago to get some of the jokes in there. But it's a great show, man. I love it.
How many seasons has it been?
Two. This is just the second one.
So the first one was on Comedy Central, and then this one is on HBO Max.
But you can watch the first one on there too, on HBO Max too.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, dude. It's so many shit. I know that it was a slight shout. They came after your hometown, Dave.
That was in the first season too. But is there a whole episode dedicated?
No. It was like a slight diss to Harvey.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, they definitely take some shots at Harvey in there, which is funny because LaRoyce Hawkins is on the show and he's from Harvey.
You know,
he know better than all of them.
Right.
Right. And then I know, of course, they call Kenwood girls bougie.
That's where the lie.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I was like, a couple of Kenwood people.
I thought Whitney Young in there too. Why not?
where is the lie?
Twifey gonna get you, Drew.
Who?
Your Twifey?
No, I said the show was. I didn't say that. The show said that.
I said it. So
I didn't know she was Kenwood.
Yeah, no, she is.
But okay. That slogan is all pretty girls went to Kenwood.
Right.
So maybe.
Yeah. That's enough right there.
Right.
Tej, I know you don't want to talk about it, but I can't let the show go by without addressing this, man. Which is why I didn't leave with it, because I knew we, you know, talk about it forever. But I'll definitely keep it brief. But yeah, once again, we all watched America with a Triple K do America. Man, just
hold up. Let me preface by saying this.
Yeah.
I don't see why Black Americans was. I mean, I get why we still mad about the situation.
Yeah,
but it didn't happen to us this time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It didn't happen to us, but it happened to people that were fighting for us, and it still shows that white people with guns continue to be coddled and allowed to do this type of shit.
Yeah, I mean, a boy that gets shot, you know, with a toy gun. And this dude can transport illegal weapons across state lines, being underage, and murder two people, and not get so much as not even a slap on the wrist.
You're right, Dave. I really didn't want to talk about this, but I've been seeing this going around. I don't know if it's true or not, but the meme kind of said, if it was such a dangerous night, why the only people shot were the three people he shot that night.
Yep.
I can say a whole lot about this case, but I'm simply going to say this. To Drew's point, this verdict, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't sad. I wasn't angry. I'm American. I expected it.
Yeah,
it's right. America. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, I only get angry and upset when I expect it to go a different way. I never expected this to go any other way than what it went. Yeah. So, yeah, we're American. That's it. Not even, you know, as fucked up as that sounds, I'm just numb to it because this is what we deal with.
Yeah.
This is what we have to deal with. This is the world, the country we live in. Now we know the rules of the game. Let's play the game by these rules.
Yeah,
right.
Because that's we're clearly not trying to change anything, so it is what it is.
Nah.
So yeah, that's just it is what it is, and that sucks to say.
But here's my another thing too: is like I would have just stopped that whole thing when y'all heard the judge's ringtone as "I'm proud to be an American," made by a full Trump supporter.
Yeah,
when you heard that, I would have been like, okay, that's a mistrial right there.
Yeah,
when the judge threw the fucking gun charge out,
right?
The one thing that you can't deny at all was the gun charge. He had a fucking gun. He shot somebody.
Yeah,
so we know he had it. We're gonna throw that charge out. It's American, bro. Are we American? It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Any like there's people who have defended their homes from somebody breaking in. And who are actually going to cause harm to them and their families who are serving time, you know, for shooting and killing somebody that was actually going to do harm to them. And this dude talking about he felt for his life from somebody with a skateboard and somebody who was unarmed.
Not even that, Dave. You felt for your life. You were scared for your life. You don't even go there. Why are you even in this state?
Exactly.
You don't live here.
Exactly.
You drove to a place.
Yeah.
Your mama drove you
because she's just as guilty. Because if I did some shit at 17, I remember my mama had to come get me out of jail. I remember that. Well, I had to jail, but y'all get what I'm saying. She had to come get me from the station because I was underage. You know what I'm saying? So your mother's just as accountable. But my point is, you left a state with an AR-15, traveled across state lines to put yourself in this danger that you felt,
like
that you provoked.
It's not self-defense, my nigga. Like, it's America, bro. We Americans, it is what it is,
And then, meanwhile,
that's all I have to say about that,
And then, meanwhile, and I'll end my piece here, but you know, then you got people like bitch ass Matt Gaetz and of course Orange Face, who was shouting him out, talking about they was gonna offer him a job.
Wait, Dave, Matt who?
Matt Gaetz, the freaking.
Oh, I thought you pronounced it Gaetz.
He did.
But. Yeah, I did. Okay. But yeah, but the pedophile senator or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's sex trafficking little girls? Yeah, I said that shit. I don't care.
All he wanted to do is have another young teenager do stuff for him. Again. Yeah, that's all he want.
Yeah.
So, I said it.
Yeah, it's just I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm tired.
Like I said, yeah, we all tired of the same thing. But like I said, it didn't happen to us this time. So,
yo, much appreciation, man, for everybody tuning in once again to another episode of On the Series 33 and the Third podcast. Yo, we want to wish everybody out there a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Make sure you visit your family, spend time with your loved ones, eat up, you know what I'm saying? Don't be taking too many to-go home plates, except
all the to-go home.
That doesn't apply to me. I'm telling y'all, don't be that guy. I'll be that guy for you, okay?
Yeah, make sure your food don't touch.
Goddamn right. God.
I think you triggered somebody on this call.
I be having multiple to-go plates because it's like all the macaroni and cheese on one plate, all the greens on one plate, the dinner rolls on another plate, the turkey on one plate by itself. So,
which reminds me, you gotta start bringing your own plates, bro. You just waste paper plates doing that shit.
Yeah, but there's a thing called Ziploc and Rubbermaid, you know.
Yeah.
Show up. I'm not there yet to show up with my Tupperware, but I will. Paper plates gonna be there already in some foil. I'll do that. I'm not showing up.
That's my point. You're wasting the paper plates.
Well, you know what? This is my family. Then I actually wouldn't be that bad if I showed up with my own Tupperware. I'll probably bring paper plates.
So your uncle do it all the time.
I know, but you don't tell him. Tell that nigga.
No, because you. How do you always miss what I say?
Yeah.
Paper plates. You're wasting the paper plates. Bring the Tupperware is what I'm saying.
Bring the Tupperware.
Bring the Tupperware.
It's less leakage, dude.
Right.
You know, no, because if you don't want everything to touch, stop taking 3,000 plates and just bring your own Tupperware. And that way, the paper plates are still there.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying it's sometimes. I feel, I don't know. I've never brought Tupperware. That just feels
feel some kind of way about doing.
Yeah, that's a threshold. That's a threshold to me. I don't know.
Sometimes you go out the box.
Are you going to do it?
Big goddamn man about some Tupperware.
Right. Food together, but you're gonna make sure that on your plate it's gonna be separate but equal.
What? Oh, you said when I microwave it? Oh, no. Yeah, well, when I microwave it, I can arrange it. I can control it. I could do it in 14
six microwaves in the house. One for meat, one for macaroni, one for dressing.
Oh, my God.
Put a timer and start them all at the same time.
Hey, everybody. We love y'all.
He don't even like his cranberry sauce to touch.
I don't fucking eat cranberry sauce. That shit's disgusting.
You wildin'.
Oh my God. We love y'all, man. Everybody be safe. One love. Follow us on Twitter.
He don't like his ice cubes and his drinks to touch.
Save us a piece of sweet potato pie. We out, y'all.
Separate plate for the sweet potato pie.
Separate plate. All right, y'all. We out. Later.